Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, audio video version for March the 27th, 2024. I'm Paul White, and today is Holy Wednesday. All week long, we've been exploring where Jesus was and what he did each day of Holy Week on the final week of his life. You know, the cool part, cool, it's the best word I got. It's cool to me about the fact that there are four Gospels is that you can reconstruct moments in the life of Jesus, but you can't reconstruct his entire life. Like, we know where he was at a few days old. We know where he was at a few weeks old. We know where he was at 2 years old and 12 years old and 30 years old. But we get a little mixed up in the Gospels. The amazing thing is that if you pay attention to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's versions, you can literally reconstruct the final 8 days that Jesus is on the earth, the 8 days leading up to the resurrection, resurrection included. And that's amazing. It tells me that of all the things Jesus did, Passion Week, Holy Week, was the week of his life that stood out the most, that the gospel writers, without sitting in the same room going, hey, I got Monday, I got Wednesday, I got Thursday, but still could come up with those 7 days is quite remarkable. On Wednesday of Holy Week, we have Jesus spending that evening. We don't know all that transpired during the day, but we do know that he spent that evening in Bethany. And probably due to the nature of how many people would gather together for meals, it was most of Wednesday of that final week. And the events are covered in pretty close detail in both Mark's Gospel and John's Gospel. John shifts them a little bit in their timing and names the character as Mary, and yet in the Mark version, there's no named character, but we're gonna have them both. Just let both Gospels tell the same story. So what we have is Mary breaking the flask of ointment over Jesus. I want to start today, or at least a little earlier in a podcast, by reading the whole story, and it's not that long. Mark chapter 14, verses 3-9, and being in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask, a very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? I want to remind you that to this day, there are always people who judge how everybody else shows their charity. And so every time there'll be someone that will do something, perform something, give money, and then social media will go, well, this would have been better served if they had gave it to so-and-so. That's not new. That's been happening forever. We love to judge other people's charitable acts. It might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She's done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. What a verse. She's come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And so this woman brings a bottle of oil that would have cost, this says 300 denarii. That's about, a denarii is about a day's wage. This is about a year's worth of pay. So I want you to imagine spending a year's salary on something that you use up in 10 seconds. And that's why the room said, man, this is a waste. We could have done a lot more good with this. But Jesus said this is so powerful what she does that the whole world's going to remember it every time the gospel's proclaimed. Why does he say that? Because we don't include this story when we proclaim the gospel. Because the gospel is the good news of the arrival of a king. Kings are coronated. And in the ancient world, they were coronated by an anointing. King David was anointed. The oil was poured over his head and ran all the way down his feet as Solomon anointed him to be king. Jesus is the King of Kings, but when does he get his coronation? Well, Revelation 4 and 5 is his coronation, but where's the oil ever poured on him? Right here. On Holy Wednesday, Jesus is coronated by having the oil of burial poured on him before he's even dead. Only one person seems to have the faith that they're not going to have time to anoint his body with the spikenard that would you normally would have anointed the body. They anointed him so that they wouldn't smell. But she didn't think he was going to be in the grave long enough to even anoint him. And so Mary anoints him on Holy Wednesday in anticipation, not just of his burial, but of his resurrection. And that becomes the coronation of King Jesus. Jesus, perfumed as king by death and resurrection, versus the perfuming of kingdoms by bloodshed, power, authority, and war. What a king we have. And what a woman. What a story. The gospel includes this amazing fact that Jesus is king. And when is he coronated king? Right there. Holy Wednesday. I hope you'll think about that today as you think about who our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords is, and that the smell, the sweet perfume of his coronation is still lingering over his kingdom, his subjects. Paul said, we are the smell of Christ to God. That familiar smell, not of the things of this world, but of Christ. Have a great day. God bless.